T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We want to hear from you about that one time your kids snitched on you and uncovered one of your lies in public, or even worse, in front of your significant other. You're trying to keep it away from them, you know? And because kids don't understand yet.
Snitches get you what?
Snitches get stitches.
So shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. The time your kids snitched on you. Listen, one of my 3 biggest fears in life as a parent with my daughter Ariela, who's almost 2 years old, is like, one, when she gets old enough to talk, and she puts me on blast for my white lies or whatever, you know?
Right.
Second, asking me for help with math homework. And third, when she starts dating at the age of 40.
Those are all reasonable.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely, this is one of my fears.
But what do you, I feel like, Edgar, you're not like a white lie kind of person.
Oh, you thank
know?
You, Chelsea.
Like, I mean,
I feel like
you
that's
know,
the only the kind of lies he tells.
Well,
like the ones where it's like, how do I look in this? Like, great, you look wonderful. Oh my God, we're having a great, oh, you're so great today on the show.
Yeah, but if he says that, he's not going to say it behind someone's back and be like, they really didn't look that great.
When he walks out of the studio, he's like, good show, guys. And he walks out, I'm like,
yeah, right.
Come on, buddy.
Well, listen, thank you, Chelsea. I bring this up because this just happened to one of my boys. His name's Rudy. And we went to the, sorry to bring this up again, the Dodgers World Series, right? The game 3, the one that, the 7:20 game, 7 hours and 20 minutes, the longest game in the history of the World Series, which we actually won, right? So I went with my dad. Chelsea, you were there for the first part of it, and then you had to take off to a Halloween party.
But thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, tell everybody.
It went 18 innings. It was absolutely amazing. But Rudy brought his son, a 12-year-old son, right? And by about the third hour, his son was over it. And most kids at Dodger Stadium were like, let's go home, Dad. I'm so tired.
Like, they have this on an iPad.
Yeah, like, we can watch this at home. We can watch it on your cell phone, Dad. Like, just one of those, right? Kids passing out left and right. Let's get out of here. And meantime, Rudy's wife was texting him every inning, hey, how's our son doing? How's our son? And, of course, Rudy's like, oh, he's loving it. He's having so much fun. The game is so exciting, blah, 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 right? So at one point when it hit midnight, Rudy's son even said, Dad, we got here yesterday and it's already tomorrow. Like, we gotta go, Dad. Aww. I'm hungry, like, I'm tired, all this stuff, right? And Rudy's just like, oh, hey, son, you're gonna thank me for this one day. Long story short, Rudy gets home, right? And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I wasn't. He's like, oh, my son had a great time. Blah, 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 blah. His son goes to sleep. And then his wife goes over to him and shows him her cell phone. And he's like, look at all these texts from your son. He was texting her directly. Mom, Dad won't take me home. I've told him I want to go home. I'm so tired. You know? And he just tells me to stay here for the Dodgers. It just totally put my boy on blast. And she's like, really? I thought you said he was cool and he was having a good time. He blew up my phone like 15 times with 15 different text messages.
I mean, like, he kind of taught. Dude, that's a lesson a 12-year-old has to learn. It's a World Series game.
Yeah.
The game's over, buddy. Like, those tickets are far too expensive.
Yes.
And he's right. Rudy is 100% correct. In 15 years, his son will tell that story. I was at the game every inning, bro. Without the little crybaby text story that he has.
Valerie from Playa del Rey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Valerie. So tell us about that one time your child sort of put you on blast and called out a lie of yours in public.
I was on Amazon one night and ordered a few extra things for myself.
After a few glasses of wine?
Yeah. The wine did make it a little better. I did it twice. And the first time, I took the boxes and I put them in our back closet, like in the hallway. And my daughter saw me, and she was 7 at the time. And then I did it again, like, the following week. And my husband was there when the boxes came this time. And he was like, what's with all these Amazon boxes that are coming? I was like, I don't know. You know, the last ones, like, I sent them back. And my daughter was like, what are you talking about, mommy? You put them in the back hall closet.
Oh, my God.
Whoops.
That's hilarious.
What a snitch.
Got busted straight up. You never buy her anything on Amazon.
Right? There goes that.
Or next time, buy her something on Amazon and bribe her. Be like, you're not going to tell daddy
Pay
about
your
this,
silence.
Are you?
Yeah. There you go, Chelsea. Do you think children mean to put you on blast, or are they just like, no, actually, mom, that's wrong? Like,
I think that she was just trying to help. I think, like, at that age, they're really, you're teaching them about truth and lies, mm-hmm. and in their little kid brains, it's just so black and white. Uh-huh. And so it's just like, hey, mommy, this is the truth.
Valerie, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you. And I'm sure it's not going to stop you from ordering things, though.
No.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you, too. Jenny from Agora Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
Love that tone, girl. Tell us about the time your kid snitched on you, put you on blast in public for a lie you were telling.
So, like, we always say, like, at dinner time, like, okay, let's pray. And, you know, you can thank, you know, God for whatever.
That's awesome.
And, you know, pray for whoever needs prayer for. And so he'll be like, I pray for this instance, my mom, that she stops lying to my dad about everything she bought at the mall.
Amazing.
So you flat out, when you went to the mall with your son, flat out been like, maybe not, don't tell your dad about this, like as a joke.
Yeah.
What was the look, like, on your husband's face?
He just, like, opens his eyes, looks at me, and like, what did you, like, do I need to go through your trunk? Like,
yep. Nope, don't need to go through my trunk. We're all good.
I think the lesson we're learning here is don't take your kids shopping with you. You know what I'm saying? I love that he does it in prayer, though. That is hilarious because you can't get mad at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't get mad because I'm teaching him, like, you can't lie. Don't lie. Uh-huh.
And it also makes you, like, self-reflect because you're kind of just like, yeah, okay, well, if my son's praying for me, maybe I do have a problem.
Your son's, like, trying to lay hands on you. Yeah. Please stop lying to dad.
Exercise this shopping demon.
The shopping demon. Thank you so much for calling in. That's absolutely hilarious. Our phone screener told us that you actually met Brian yesterday.
Yeah, I went to Amp to pick up. I won Flognaut tickets, so I went to go pick them up.
Oh,
and
nice.
I randomly ran into Brian in the parking lot as I was leaving.
Yeah, it was awesome. She was wearing her I Just Voted sticker. So I was like, hey, nice to see
you. Did Brian look the way you thought he was going to look? Because that's always interesting with radio people, you know? Like, oh, I didn't picture you like that.
It was so funny because I was walking by and I didn't recognize him, but I heard him talking to somebody and I was like, oh, that's Brian.
That's funny.
You know, we took a picture and it's on her Instagram and I saw it and I was actually like, hey, I look all right. I just left the gym. So I felt like a little bit like I just took a shower and my hair was kind of like all over the place. And I just felt like, I was like, please don't look like a hot mess in this picture.
That's funny. If you would have DM'd her, be like, actually, can you use a different filter?
Yeah, exactly.
I use Sierra.
XL Pro, please. Let's darken that
She's
up
like,
a little
man,
bit.
Man, Brian's a real diva.
And also, like, I'm so white compared to everybody else. It's the worst.
Jenny, thank you for listening to us. We love you. Have a great day.
Love you too, guys.
Bye.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.